But the last time we talked, I talked to you about that we had ended in about 1941 when you had moved up to Tahunga.
1939. Yeah, that's when I moved up there. Yeah.
Right. And you'd said that you had done some part-time work that really hadn't gotten into anything.
Nothing to really apply myself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you hear about the wartime job?
Oh, that's all there was in Tahunga. Everyone, because I didn't go. I hired in October of 1942. Now, that was almost a year after the war had started.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I thought, I heard about all this fabulous money everyone was making. And, well, the main thing, I went to work for a year for the war effort. Everybody was doing this or that or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my vegetable garden out there. You know, I utilized the vacant lot next door and had everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that, you know, we all had our victory gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd done that, and I had first aid, and I helped with Red Cross, and I thought, I think I'll go to work in a defense plant, see if I can.
Mm-hmm.
So another friend and I went over to Lockheed and put in our application, and this was in September, and they hired me for working swing shifts at Vega, which is Plant A1. There are two different places. And I took my stuff home, a big folder of things, and they said, don't open this and bring it back. Well, I didn't go back for a whole month because I didn't want to work swing, and I had other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back, and they hired me on the day shift for, and I went to work October 12, 1942, Columbus Day.
So you had gone in about a month before.
It's in September, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you just heard, you knew the other people who were working?
Oh, yes, so many of my friends were, and I decided the thing to do, and I said, well, we can go to work for a year, you know, this is what we'd all planned to do.
Mm-hmm. So between about 1939 and when you went in 42, what kinds of work were you doing?
Oh, just in the little stores in Tahunga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Just like as a clerk?
Yes, yeah, that's all. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's all.
What was the pay like for those jobs?
25 cents an hour. And Lockheed paid 60 cents an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the money was a motivation to that?
Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the time, but as time progressed and I saw what it meant, you know, why it was a motivation. Because I really didn't have to go to work. I mean, it was not imperative that I go to work to earn a living.
Yeah.
So.
And you were at that time getting some support through child support?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, I don't know, I'm going to look at it. So, you heard that, and then, had you just been working part-time at the stores, or had you worked full-time?
No, I've worked part-time. And then mostly Saturdays or something like that. And then the woman wanted me to work full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And she evidently wanted me so badly, she, you know, tried raising my rate three different times to try to get me to come in. But then I realized this Lockheed pay, and I told her no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, so...
Mm. And
I told you I did work part time for an attorney,
typing
up briefs or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you used to have a sort of sporadic though. Right?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you were working. What were you? Was this just a department store? Or?
Yes, well, a little department store up in Tahunga. Yeah.
Uh huh. Were they selling all kinds of?
Oh yes. Yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm. So you're working there, and then when you first learned about these jobs at Lockheed, did you know other women who were working there?
Yes, this one woman that I had gone over with, and then some of my best friends were working over there, and they said it was, you know, they, you know, it gives you an impetus to go, you know, to get in and do something really worthwhile for the, this is what we were doing for the war effort.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did your family react to the idea of you applying at a war plant?
Oh, they thought it was fine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was no problem.
Now your children were, one was high school age, you mentioned.
Yeah, well, let me see now. Well, Barbara was 9, and Roland was 5 years older.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was about 14.
Yeah, 14, 15, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
14. What were your initial expectations about working there?
Well, I didn't really have any. We were going to go to work for a year or two.
Mm-hmm. So it was just like something you did for about a year you worked there?
Yeah, too, uh-huh. Because we didn't think the war would last any longer than that. You say it would be
mm-hmm.
over, surely be over by then. And,
mm-hmm.
Mm.
Did you have any ideas about what factory work would be like?
I didn't have the slightest idea what factory work would be like. As a matter of fact, that's what I wanted, because I... You know, I'd seen movies of, well, Ginger Rogers, for instance. You know, she was in a movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether,
is
well.
Is that Tender Comrades or anything?
Oh, I have no idea what it was. But I do know that she was working in the factory, you know, at the time.
Is it a wartime
film? Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. This is a promotion deal and all of that. That
mm-hmm.
It was a movie, a very tragic one that I enjoyed at that period. But, I went in, and I was hired as a general assembler,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what that meant. And then we went to work. We went to work upstairs in Department 1513, I remember what it was. And it was a general assembly, and we went up there. And they said we would be riveters. Well, the only riveter I ever heard about were these great big things that they dig up the streets with, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and then when we put these little pieces of metal in a vise, and I had no mechanical ability or anything at that time,
mm-hmm.
and somebody put something at this side, and I had a gun, and I put a rivet in this side, which I know was a rivet now,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, well, what are we doing this for? I couldn't figure that out, and we did that for a day and a half,
mm-hmm.
and we'd smash things up, and it was pretty sad. And a day and a half, and then they took our whole group
mm-hmm.
over to a ship. Now, I think it was the B-19. I think that was the number that it was at that time. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a bomber that we were working on, a Boeing bomber. And they put us to work on the ships. After a day and a half of... We didn't know why we were riveting those little things, you know, and...
So that was that all the training they gave you?
That is all the training we had.
It was a day and a half person riveting, I think they call the other part bucking?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh.
And then when we started, a bunch of us women went over there, and Bob Ward, he was a supervisor, and he saw us come in, he said, Jesus, they told me I'd be getting all women pretty soon. He was just heartbroken when he saw us. But because, you know, he had men working for him before.
Uh-huh. So you were the first group of women in
the work on that Boeing, yes. On the, I'm pretty sure it was the B-17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was.
Uh-huh. I know they worked on the Boeing bomber.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's the Boeing bomber, but I can't remember which series it was. I think it was the 19, though. I think that's when we went in.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you first went in this first time, which you said was in about September or so?
Yeah, September.
For the first apply.
Yes, yes.
Where did you go? Did you go to the main plant?
Well, yes, they had what is now a plant B1. That's
mm-hmm.
where we went.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the regular employment office like they do now. You know, they have a regular employment office, but... Do you know Lockheed at all, the area?
Lockheed? I'm not sure. I've seen some layouts because it's changed a lot.
Yeah, well, you see, Plant A1, where I finally went to, or I didn't go to finally, that was Vega at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is where I went. And the plant, B1 plant, mm-hmm. was Lockheed.
And that's across the street.
We all know it's down quite a ways, yeah. down Empire quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And they have others, plant B6 and B3 and any number of others.
Mm-hmm.
But I applied for work in September, and we had to go. Well, at first we went over to a place on Magnolia,
mm-hmm.
and in Burbank,
mm-hmm.
and that was the place where we put in our application and everything. And then they told us where to go over to the B1 plant.
Now, was that just like an office that they had somewhere in Burbank?
It was a great big huge employment office that they put up for just that purpose. Yes.
Uh-huh. Was it only for Lockheed and Vega, or was it?
Well, that's all that was in that area at
yeah.
the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So the
I mean, it was for defense work, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it for anything other than just the aircraft? I mean, could you go in there and get a different kind of?
No, it was. Oh, well, for factory, for aircraft work, you could get clerical or
mm-hmm.
whatever. Is that what you mean? For Lockheed.
More like if you couldn't get into shipbuilding or anything else at this office.
Oh, no, that's up in Washington.
Yeah.
No.
So if you walked in, it would be just for Lockheed and
oh,
Vega
yes.
ran the
oh, yes.
office?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I see. And
so there were just so many people you can't imagine, you
mm-hmm.
know, really and truly, just
mm-hmm.
crowds and crowds of people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it men and women?
Yes, men and women, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, when you went in, did you have to wait in a line or anything to get in?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we waited in many lines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And did the other people who were applying seem to be older or younger or about the same?
Oh, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't possibly. I think most of them, you see, I went in my 30s when I was 30. They must have been younger,
mm-hmm.
younger people.
Mm-hmm. Now when you went in, who, did they interview you, or who did you talk to?
Do you know, that's very vague now. I don't know. I know I must have been interviewed
mm-hmm. yeah.
and filled out a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were told to go over to B1, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we must have gone through another one. Now, we did go through a physical. And I was trying to think last night whether that physical was at that time in September
mm-hmm.
or whether it was when I came back in October, and I could not tell you.
But you didn't have to.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Was it a real thorough physical? Or was it
No, not too thorough, just chest and... I guess just to see if you're alive. We used to say, you know, if you walk outside and you're breathing, why they haul you in? No, it wasn't that. No.
Did they give you any information before you went in about the job?
Oh, no, no.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk to you about pay or benefits or anything like that?
I think that's what was all in the little folder, you know. It must mm-hmm. have been, yeah. Yeah, I knew I was going to make 60 cents an hour.
Uh-huh.
That I knew.
I was trying to understand that. They gave you a folder and they told you not to open it? Or?
Well, that's what they just said, and I didn't. It was stapled. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was what we called a pony, you know, interdepartmental mail. I became acquainted with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have them in school, perhaps, yeah. And just one of those ponies that they put the mail in, and then they had it stapled, and I didn't staple it. I wasn't... vitally interested in what was in there,
uh-huh.
and because I knew I was not going back because I didn't want to work swing shift.
Mm-hmm. So they did tell you then that if you worked there, you'd be working as swing shift?
Yeah, that's what they assigned me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, did they give you all this and say, come back tomorrow or anything?
I don't remember, but I imagine that's what it was. Yeah, I was supposed to go back.
Yeah.
So these friends of mine that I was acquainted with, there was about four of them, they went in September,
mm-hmm.
and I was the only one that
mm-hmm.
waited until October to go back in.
Did they work a swing shift?
Yeah. Yes. Well, the one that I went over with, she went to work at Plant B1 where we were. And that's really what I thought that was Lockheed. I didn't know they were both affiliated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was put out because they sent me up to Vega on the swing shift, so I wasn't too interested. But,
mm-hmm. Now, were these women that you were with, were they, how had you known them?
Oh, well, they're friends of mine up in Tahunga.
Mm-hmm. Had you met them, I mean, were they other women about your age? Or?
Oh, they were all my age, yeah. Yes, they were my age.
Mm-hmm.
Because I belonged to quite a few things up there, you know, both PTAs. I held offices in both PTAs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another thing I guess I didn't say. You know, I was active in both PTAs. And then we had the bridge club that we'd go to.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then the Mother's Auxiliary of the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
My son was in Boy Scouts, and so I belonged to that organization, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just starting up at Brownies, and I was going to take an office in that, you know, Brownies for my daughter when the war started. And
mm-hmm.
I went to work, so I didn't do that. And I stopped all of those when I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all my friends, and either in the PTA or the other things that I belonged to.
I see. So they were also women who had children?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And about the same age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did, what kinds of other things did you do, just to, as long as we're talking about that, being, at this time you were basically a single woman, what kinds of things did you do for a sexual life?
Oh, I had so many friends, and like I say, I belonged to all of these clubs, and that was one thing that just when we were talking, it just went through my mind now. I realized that I was busy almost every day doing something,
mm-hmm.
you know, going somewhere or doing something with all of these things I belong to. And I thought it would be better to go to work at Lockheed, you know, I'd help out with the war and I'd be earning some money.
Mm-hmm.
And because I couldn't be any more busy than I was with the activity that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was quite busy, and I imagine that's why I only worked on Saturdays, you know, in that little store up in Tahunga.
Mm-hmm. So with all these other, with these organizations that you belong to and everything, it would...
I was really busy the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned to me before that your house that you were in was sort of set up there as a vacant lot and everything. Did you have neighbors close to you? Or?
Oh, yes, yes,
uh-huh.
yes.
So were there other women that you might spend time with who were just in the neighborhood? Or?
No, not really. There was an older couple next door, and
mm-hmm.
and I knew all of the neighbors, but not my close friends. None were my age group, right
mm-hmm.
close by. Yeah, but they were all in Tahunga, relatively close,
mm-hmm.
within a few blocks.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So when you had sort of decided that with everything else you were busy with, that it wouldn't take that much time, much more time to
make. I'd rather be earning money than being busy, yeah. And then, well, with the war, too, you know,
yeah.
I really wanted to help with that.
Did you have any qualms at all about child care? Or
my mother lived close by, and she,
mm-hmm.
and this is another thing. During the war, our house was, we were only a block and a half from the school, the grammar school, well, up there, it was so tiny when we moved up there, you know, it was all together.
Mm-hmm.
The junior high and the high school were together,
mm-hmm.
and the grammar school was, they were all in one block, which is now the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And my house was designated, they had block mothers, and my mother stayed there, so that if anything happened, any bombing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a certain amount of children were to go to my house. You know, my mother would take care of them at that time.
Hmm.
And they had those set up.
Mm-hmm.
And no, she came down during the day and just stayed there at the house. And it gave her something to do too. She didn't have anything to do, you see.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was your mother was living in?
In Tahunga, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she, how far away was she from where you live?
About three blocks.
Mm-hmm. And Was she by herself?
No, my father. You know, he was retired, and he'd bring her down, and he'd either go back and stay there or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, was your sister married by this time?
Oh, she was in Mexico. Oh, yeah.
I know you're in Mexico.
She was up there when at Pearl Harbor, up visiting us at Pearl Harbor when Pearl Harbor happened on, you know, like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She was there visiting us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we were supposed to have blackouts in our houses at night. We had to put up blackout curtains and have it dark. And with her being there, we had quite a bit of company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would come to see her. So one night, the block, what the heck was he called? Lock Borden or something. They had to watch out. He came by, and he accused us of signaling to the enemy because we'd go in and open the refrigerator and the light would go on. So that was funny. But I know, and then the caissons, we could hear them on Foothill Boulevard, just a continual run of the caissons, you know, the huge, huge artillery tanks and whatever going up.
Hmm. Now, were you near a military base or anything there?
No. No, but the Burbank Airport was there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where. I think they were going over to San Fernando to the train, you know, there
mm-hmm.
on San Fernando Road,
mm-hmm.
because that was the way they would go.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was none in Pasadena, none in our place.
Mm-hmm. But you could hear.
Well, we were we were about less than a mile from Foothill Boulevard, and that's where they were traveling. Yes, they were.
So the troops. Would it be troops themselves marching?
No, they were the artillery.
Just the artillery moving the trucks?
Yeah, trucks and things like that. Cannons and whatever. Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, we were excited. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We go down and watch them quite often.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever afraid of being bombed?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did people seem, the troop movement or the equipment movement?
Well, it was general all over, though.
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, well, you wouldn't.
I missed it.
Oh, you sure did. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've really graduated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like with,
yeah. So,
they have blackouts in the streets. Well, you've heard about all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do they do, as far as, like, street lights and things like that?
That's what I mean. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's black.
And were there any problems in terms of, like, driving or things?
Well, we stayed off the streets mostly, but some friends of mine did have problems
mm-hmm.
at different times, you know, because they'd get somewhere and there'd be, the whistle would blow and it, you couldn't have your headlights on and all darkness, and they did run into problems, but I didn't. I mean, I didn't go out like that at night.
Well, you mentioned that you had a victory garden.
Yeah.
And that I was interested in the thing you told me about your mother being, your husband designated a block mother husband.
Yes.
How did it come about that your house ended up?
Well, we were close, and I was prominent in the PTA, and so I asked my mother, and she was thrilled to pieces to do it. She loved kids, you know, and she liked being around people,
mm-hmm.
and so they did that.
Mm-hmm.
They set that up. There were many houses, you know, in different directions, but we were only, less than a block away from the
mm-hmm.
street where the school began, and
mm-hmm.
so we were close enough to have that.
Yeah. Who did the setting up of all that at the time? I know there were civil defense groups and things. Do you have any idea?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was through the school, I know.
through the school.
But there must have been cooperation with some, I don't know about the civil defense. It could have been, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Did your mother have to go through any kind of special, they have special instructions or anything about
it? I imagine she did. There was nothing formal about it, though, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't have to have a license or anything like they do for nursery schools now or anything. I think they were just happy to get someone.
Okay.
They had to be a responsible person, you know, and she had to be there all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know when it first happened, Pearl Harbor and war was declared, why, all I wanted to do was pack up my kids and go to Arizona to get away.
Mm-hmm.
But then that feeling died down, and you accepted it, you see.
Mm-hmm. So you were, was that from living in California, you were thinking that the coast?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Arizona would be...
well, there's a little buffer in there.